Police in Australia say they are negotiating with an armed man more than 8 hours after he took a number of people hostage at a cafe in central Sydney. This is around the financial district of Sydney. It's occurring in a chocolate shop, a Lindt chocolate store, where there are a number of hostages inside. Their arms are raised above their head. The palms of their hands are pressed against the inside of the interior glass of the shop. And it's a very, very stark image you see when you see those people trapped inside. And obviously our hearts go out to them. Joyce Acton was in a building opposite the cafe when this was all unfolding. It started just after 10 o'clock last night, around about 10:45, while I was on air on Five Live, actually. Morning to you, Josh.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me what you saw.
Okay, this morning I got to work and I went outside to get my morning coffee and to have a cigarette, and I was standing out there when all of a sudden a police motorcycle just started spinning around, coming, speeding up to us, and undercover police were racing around, yelling at everyone to get inside and to clear the area immediately. I had no idea what was going on. I didn't until I got upstairs and had a look on the internet, and then I realised that there was a hostage situation across the road.
Which is very... Can you tell me about the area where the, where this is happening?
Martin Place is the main thoroughfare of Sydney. It's where it is the financial hub of the city. So there's a number of... there's thousands of office workers work in Martin Place, and it's always busy, especially at that time of the morning, people getting their coffees. And it was just a bit of a shock seeing it so busy 1 second, and then in the next couple of seconds, just desolate, and everyone told to stay inside, and we were under lockdown.
And Australia has been put on notice for quite a few months now that incident, a terrorist attack was likely. Now, at the moment, this is a lone gunman and we don't know the origin. We do know that he has brought a flag, a black flag with Islamic writing inside those premises and is forcing the hostages to hold it up.
Yeah, we did see that. We've been around the computer watching it all unfold on the internet when we were stuck inside the office. And we did see those images, and they were quite confronting. A lot of my workmates do go to that cafe a lot to get their coffees, and they know the staff, and it was quite a distressing situation to see those photos.
Okay, Josh, thank you. Simon Crerar is from BuzzFeed. Simon, you've been to the scene today. What does it look like?
Oh, it's really eerie and strange, actually. The whole of Martin Place, which is your previous caller was talking about, one of the busiest streets in Sydney, is completely deserted, and the area around it has been completely cleared. The CBD is in complete lockdown. And yet, strangely, you know, there's a whole lot of press photographers there. There's a whole lot of TV cameras there. There's also, like, sort of people just coming to have a look and strangely taking selfies of themselves in the scene. So it's really kind of quite a strange mood. And then, you know, for hours and hours...
Taking selfies at a hostage scene.
That's correct, yeah. Some people seem to think that it was... I know, something they wanted to capture and share with their friends, perhaps, which seems a little bit strange. But I guess the police feel that it's contained within the Lindt chocolate store, that they don't need to push people back any further. So it seems, you know, this line set up only, you know, 50 metres away from where the actual incident is occurring. It's a really strange situation here in Sydney, definitely.
What do we know at this stage as to what the demands are from the hostage taker?
Well, police have been urging media in Australia not to report these demands. As you may know, the hostages have been calling up different media organisations, the ABC, radio shows, Channel 7, and speaking with journalists and reporters there. But the police have urged us not to share the demands. But there's a desire here in Australia not to publicise this any further than it's been obviously playing out in the centre of our biggest city. But there's a number of demands which I probably won't share with you.
That's fine. No, that's fine. Let's follow the police advice. And obviously they have surrounded the scene. They're heavily armed. And it's a standoff now. Why do they negotiate with this man?
It's a standoff. And I've just watched the police commissioner giving a press conference and saying that, you know, this could go on all night or it could go on into tomorrow. There's no indication of where it's end. Their desire is for it to end peacefully without any loss of life or injury. And so they're prepared to kind of wait it out. And, they've got, like every police force in a major city around the world, they've got extra people ready to deal with it. They've got, like, a SWAT team, a lot of people heavily armed. And I think they'll pick their moment very carefully and just try and wait it out, really. There's no desire to see it end catastrophically.
Okay.
Simon, thank you very much indeed.
Chris Kenny, who's a reporter with Sky News, was in that chocolate cafe moments before the hostages were taken. He described what he saw once he left.
While I was still there, within 10 or 20 metres of the cafe, we saw people up against the windows of the cafe, face first with their hands in the air. I must admit, when I first saw a man with his hands in the air up against the glass, I thought, oh, good, the police are in there and holding the gunman up against the window. But it soon became very clear that, no, this was the customers in the cafe who'd been forced up against the windows by the gunman.
And the police are currently negotiating with what they believe to be a lone wolf, a lone gunman who has made a list of demands. He has also made the hostages raise a black flag with Islamic writing above their head. And that's an ongoing situation. We'll keep you across the detail of it.